Hey, it's that ray of sunshine, Annie Dugan, joining us to tell us where we may find art, especially for the next couple of days until the sun comes out. Howdy there, sunshine.
Exactly. Hi, Lisa. Art does give us color and bright and hope and everything else. So look to art.
Exactly.
In despair this week.
You bet.
And it starts today, actually, on the UWS, University of Wisconsin Superior, over in our neighboring town, is going to have a noon lecture tomorrow at the Holden Fine Arts Center, and it's in Arts Work. So it's the title of the talk is "This Is a Real Job," which I love. It's "This Is a Real Job: Insights into Arts Work," and the Superior Council for the Arts is putting this on as a way to talk about what the arts industry offers, and you know, the fact that it is, you know, that balance between working for your passion and working because you're really good at it. I mean, I think that a lot of people don't realize that artists, you know, this is their job. And so I think the talk will be a little bit about that. So Danielle Dresden and Donna Piquette are the two that are presenting on it. They, in Wisconsin, 43,000 people in Wisconsin are artists. It's a $418 million industry. Actually, in Minnesota, to toot our own horn a little bit, it's a $644 million industry, which is pretty remarkable. So I think people think of it as, you know, starving artists and, you know, that's sort of this economy on the edge, on the fringes. And it's not. It's a big part of what makes us who we are. So,
Annie, I'm going to interrupt you for just a second, because one of the things that the arts community realized a number of years back, actually, was that the stereotype in some cases was true, because artists were artists and they didn't have their heads in the real world of health insurance and managing your business and that kind of thing. And they've made a lot of resources available for artists so that artists can move forward as a real job, but sort of structuring it and having an eye on, you know, having their feet on the ground firmly while their heads in there and their creating hands are
right
up in the clouds.
Right. Yeah. And I think Minnesota, we should be really proud that Minnesota does do a lot to make artists able to continue their work. So so all of that will be discussed today. Today is Monday at noon. Thursday, there is a wonderful partnership. Kimberly Roth and Tom Hollenhorst are going to speak at the Duluth Art Institute Lincoln Building. This is a series. This is the final lecture in a series. It's a lecture slash discussion because they're both really warm and wonderful to talk to, organized by ceramic artist Maria Brown. And Maria really saw this wonderful connection between art and science, and art and specifically ceramics and other areas of interest. And so she's done ceramics and pollinators, and this one is going to be ceramics and water. You know, when we think of the building blocks of clay and ceramic work, water is one of them. Artists work, or ceramic artists, a lot of times work really, really wet. And so this is sort of a fun finale to the series. Kimberly Roth is a Twin Cities artist, and she most recently had an exhibition, What We Have to Lose. Excuse me. And it's all about, she created just this absolutely beautiful, you know, mouth watering, if we can use the water analogy again, installation with tiles and fauna and flora all over it. It was just beautiful, just reminding ourselves of why we're doing this kind of environmental work. And then Tom Hollenhorst works at the Environmental Protection Agency and works, has done a lot of work on our rivers and streams. He was the scientist who did during the One River, Many Stories project, he did this amazing interactive map of the St. Louis River. So he'll speak. It's at 6 p.m. at the Duluth Art Institute Lincoln Building. So I think that'll be a really fun back and forth between the two. And then Friday at ICO at the Powellis Cultural Center is an exhibition of Ellen Sandbeck. Ellen Sandbeck is a paper cut artist in our community. I think paper cuts are just they're such an exquisite art form. They have this great physicality and this great architecture to them, and the way that she is able to use the color of paper, the finesse of her cuts, it's really fantastic. The title of the piece is called On the Cutting Edge, and it's very much politically charged work. She's also going to have some of her past series on display as well, which are a little bit more whimsical, but this one is very intense, and I think paper cuts are really surprisingly deft medium when you're exploring these issues, because it has sort of this very intentional presence about it. So that's at ICO at 5 o'clock on Friday. And then the other exciting exhibition on Friday, you can do sort of a 1-2 punch on Friday, is at the Great Lakes Academy of Fine Arts. This is Jeff and Brock Larson. Jeff Larson is a classically trained artist. He had an exhibition at the Tweed a year or two ago. Just jaw-dropping works. Everyone who sees them, you know, has to put their, you know, lift their chin back up with their hand. He and his son decided that there needed to be an atelier in town. And so they took over the church that's up on I'm trying to think of the name of the neighborhood. It's just up off of Masaba on the hill there. It's an old church that they rehabbed and turned into a fine art center, and they call it the Great Lakes Academy of Fine Art. They take 5 students every year, so it's this really intensive programming, and train them in the classical arts. So it's going to be a student and instructor exhibition from 5 to 7 on Friday. So you can see work both by Jeff and Brock, but then also by the students that they're training. And it's a great look also into how that process works and how that apprenticeship model looks like. So I'm really excited to see what comes out for that. So that's our week in art, a big one as always.
Wow, no kidding. Annie, thanks so much for joining us. We will schmooze next week. Same bat time,
Sounds good.
Bat channel.
thanks,
Annie.
Thanks, Lisa. Bye-bye.
Annie Dugan is the Executive Director of the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art? Every Monday right here on Northland Morning.